Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Do not give place to the devil. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. The tradition is a living thing, normally speaking, and by living thing we mean that each generation passes it on to the next generation in a living and intact way. Unfortunately, one of the problems in recouping the tradition is that it was not passed on to us in a living fashion. And so there's problems and gaps in our knowledge about the tradition, how we're supposed to go about certain things. Now, some of the things are self-explanatory because they're right in the rubrics, but other things, such as in the liturgy, but other things are not so clear. And so what happens is when we're trying to recoup the tradition, we tend to go back to the monuments, such as rituals and books and things of this sort, but there's gaps in there. They don't contain everything that is necessary for us to know about the tradition. And part of the reason there were gaps is because, again, the tradition was a living thing, and it was just passed from one generation to the next. So sometimes, and sometimes even the monuments tend to even conflict with each other. So you'll actually find one monument saying the liturgy is supposed to be done this way, and another one it says it's supposed to be another way. And then, of course, there's different places had different customs. And so part of the difficulty is getting traditionalists to recognize that local custom has force of law. In other words, we're morally bound to follow the custom in the particular location in which we are at. And so when the action to which the custom is associated, such as in the liturgy, is recouped, then so is the custom. The problem is that a lot of times we don't know what those customs actually were. So in some places, people will say, well, we did this at such and such a time, or we did that at such and such a time, and when it wasn't actually done here. This is also the problem of living memory. Now, living memory is normally 80 years, that 80 to 100 years, so that anything that happens within 80 to 100 years of the time, it's generally considered to be in living memory because people, there's usually somebody alive who actually remembers this particular thing. Well, the real difficulty is while that we still live within the context of living memory, people today tend not to remember things very well. Like, for instance, I had a woman one time tell me that we always said the Our Father with the priest in English. And I'm like, no, you didn't always say it. That only started in 1965. So sometimes people's memories aren't real good, and this also constitutes a problem of recouping the tradition. Then there's also just getting people to see the necessity to even recoup it at all. Here, we've already talked about charity and justice and piety and all the different virtues that go into the actual pursuit of, or the actual necessity to recoup the tradition. But many people in the church do not even see the pursuit of the virtues as even binding. So to tell them, look, this virtue binds you to pursue the tradition, like, yeah, so what? I mean, it doesn't really mean anything to them. Then there's, of course, the problem of immanence, which we've been talking about off and on. Trads have a serious problem with immanence. They set themselves up or their knowledge as the standard for tradition. In other words, what becomes traditional is what they think, what they feel, what they want, and that becomes a big problem. They want what they want, not because God is getting something out of it, but because they are. And you see this very often in the liturgy. People go to the Mass, the old Mass, but they're not going because of the fact that God's getting something out of it. They're doing it because they're getting something out of it. And the whole immanence thing has to be rooted out of the traditional movement. Otherwise, it will never get to the point where the tradition will fully be recouped. Then there's the problem of immanence in the rest of the church. If the tradition doesn't fit how people feel in relationship to a thing, they're just simply not interested in it. So what's going to happen is when you tell people, well, look, this is what the tradition said, well, I don't care, is usually the general response, or we don't need to, or there's all sorts of psychological or intellectual machinations that go into the process of trying to get out from underneath having to follow the tradition. Then we have a problem of the intellectual collapse. Even if we want to recoup the tradition, we don't have the right intellectual habits today. In other words, we have patterns of thinking based not just on immanence, but on the world and secular thinking and all the stuff that's gone on in the last 40 years in the church. Our intellectual habits are not suited. So very often when people start judging the tradition about what should and shouldn't be done, they get it wrong because they're basing it on their intellectual habits that are malformed. And this is done by trads and Novus Ordo Catholics alike. It's not just the Novus Ordo people doing this. It's even the traditionalists doing this, because very often traditionalists are very worldly. And so they tend to judge these things in a worldly fashion, or again, from the point of view of their eminence. And then we have the moral problems among trads that are causing serious problems in the adoption of the tradition, and that will pick up in the next homily.